Well, let's check in now on the closely watched Texas primaries, the first in the country. Democrats hoping to gain ground and launch a groundswell across the country right up to the midterm elections in the fall. There was a wave of Democratic voters yesterday, but will they meet a flood wall of Republicans? Ben Philpott from KUT in Austin is here. So, Ben, there was also a wave of Democratic candidates, 111 Democratic candidates running for U.S. House seats, record number. Is this being mainly fueled by an anti-Trump sentiment or is something else going on?
I think that in Texas, you could say that that's at least a good chunk of it. We also had a record number of female candidates running in the state, with the vast majority of those running in the Democratic primary. I think you could, you know, look to things like the Women's March as a reason for why those women decided to get involved in politics. But yeah, this is a state that has not, for Democrats, has not won a statewide race in, you know, 25 years or so. And they're just hoping that this might be some kind of a different year. So they're throwing their hat in the ring.
Well, it's so interesting. We read the analyst David Wasserman from Cook Political Report. He said it's a uniquely anti-Trump state because it has both diversity and a suburban professional class. And he says in that sense, it's becoming more like California every year, which is so odd to read. But of course, people like Ted Cruz are hoping to stem the Democratic tide. He sent out sort of a warning flare in an interview last night. He said these Democrats are mobilizing in a powerful way. But the good news is there are more conservatives than liberals here. Still, he's already attacking the Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who won the Democratic primary, will run against Cruz in November. And last night, Cruz released this radio ad.
Beto wants those open borders and wants to take our guns. Not a chance on earth he'll get a vote from millions of Texans. Gonna run in Texas, you can't be a liberal man.
I say anytime you can rhyme Texan and guns, you know, but a bit O'Rourke, what kind of a chance? I mean, Cruz is going right at him there, but is he a strong candidate, Beto O'Rourke?
He has the things he apparently has the things available to make him a strong candidate. He is has been increasing his name ID. He's based on a couple of polls that have happened over the last 6 months. More people now know who he is. So there's step one. He has been able to raise money. He has, depending on which campaign period you're looking at, he's outraised Ted Cruz. He didn't start with the war chest that Senator Cruz has, but he's been able to raise money, which means he'll be able to spend money. He'll be able to get volunteers to different parts of the state to knock on doors and make phone calls. But we haven't seen evidence yet that any of that, definitely in the past, and whether or not it will in the future, will change that baseline of about 43% of the state seems willing to vote for a Democrat in a statewide election.
I want to mention George P. Bush. He's the son of Jeb Bush and the last Bush in office in the country. He won his primary race. He's the incumbent land commissioner, but he broke with his family. He endorsed Donald Trump for president, and now Donald Trump is supporting him. But George P. Bush is of Hispanic descent. We mentioned that Texas has this diversity, which is affecting what's happening there. Trump, of course, is for the wall. How's that going to play out? Could he have afforded not to be for Donald Trump? Or we're hearing it's becoming an anti-Trump state. So how's that going to play out?
Well, you know, it definitely, like you said, with the diversity and with the suburban working class or professional class, you know, not being as supporters of the president. But again, in a poll that came out just a couple weeks ago, 80% of people that identify as Republicans support the job that the president has done, that he has a very high approval rating here in the state of Texas. So for that Republican primary, there's really absolutely nothing wrong with a Republican candidate embracing the president. Multiple ones did. And I think that the success rate was probably pretty good last night if you were to go down all the races.
Yeah. Ben Philpott, senior editor at KUT in Austin. After yesterday's primaries in Texas, closely watched, huge Democratic turnout. We'll see how that happens across the country toward the primaries. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.